Let's pray. Well, Father, we thank you and praise you once again for who you are and what you've done. And Lord, again, I stress that this ministry is here to tell people about the saving grace of Jesus Christ, to plant the seeds of hope to those that are lost. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that the words that come from Reverend Jerry's mouth will be yours, entirely yours, Lord. For I know he loves you and he's had a wonderful change in his life. What a beautiful testimony he has. But Lord, that testimony can be everyone's. And how gracious you are, Lord, that the sins that we have all committed throughout our lives can be forgiven if we come with a broken spirit to you and ask forgiveness. And if we repent, which means to turn from that sin. Lord, make a change in the lives of those who confess that you are their Lord and Savior. Because there has to be a changed life. And Father, we pray in Jesus' name that someone here today will receive you as their Lord and Savior and turn from their sin, Lord, and follow you. Once again, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for the food and all the clothes and all the blessings that have come in. Again, we take no glory. We simply deliver what you provide, Lord. It's all yours. And we'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Reverend Jerry is where? There he is. All right, brother.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Jesus.
One more Saturday morning that we come down here to lift up the name of the Lord. I know Satan is fighting me real hard, but that's all right too. I know I'm covered with the blood. I got a lot going on in my life, but I'm talking to the Lord about it because he's the only one who can fix this thing for me. And I say this all the time, every Saturday morning. I'm going to continue on saying it. Judy, Pastor Steve, and all of the staff that back there in the kitchen preparing y'all food, it's nothing but a blessing. And I thank and praise God for that. And to all my brothers and sisters that's here this morning, I thank God for y'all for being here. And most of y'all know Reverend Sam. He's been traveling with me, him and his wife, up and down the highways and the byways for many years. He reached for me. And I thank and praise God for this man of God. I can't say enough about Reverend Sam. But you know something? It's something about that anointing. It's something about that anointing. The Bible says he destroys yokes and he breaks yokes. Somebody need to be set free in here this morning. You know, sometimes I get in my truck and I get on the highway and I just put in one of my CDs and I just start to driving and meditating on the Lord. And my mind runs back to the old rugged cross. I get a little emotion when I think about this. How he died on that cross for me and you, brothers and sisters. Stayed up on that cross. Suffered. Died like a dog. Just for me and you. Because he loved us. That's how much he loved us. They had him stretched out. Nails in his hands. In his feet, crowns on his head, stuck him in his side. Can you imagine the pain that he was going through with on that cross? But I can imagine he was looking down through generations at me and you. Because he loved us. Because he loved us. The Bible says, in John 3:16, the Bible said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And I'm so glad he loved us like that. Come on, Holy Ghost, stand up in there. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, one more time you stand me before your peoples to declare your word, Father. And I thank you and I praise you for that. Father, as I speak your word, let your word come out with power this morning. Let your word set some captain free here this morning, Father, because somebody needs to be set free this morning. Father, we give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' mighty, wonderful name. Amen and amen. Well, you know, Satan is fighting all of us, whether you know it or not. He don't care about your education, and it's good to have an education. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He don't care about your money, the clothes that you wear, the home that you're living in. He don't care about none of that. And somebody said, Reverend Claude, what do he care about? That soul. That's all he wants, is that soul. That's what he wants. Praise God. Come on, Holy Ghost, stand up in your serving this morning. Because if you stand up in me, I can preach better. I can talk better when you stand up in me. The Bible says, if he be lifted up from the earth, the Bible says he will draw all men unto him. See, that's what we do down here, Jesus said in ministry. 365 days out of a year, we lift him up. And I'm expecting for God to draw somebody to him because that's his word. That's his word. I can't say this enough. Thank God for that anointing. Because without that anointing, ain't nothing going to happen. Me and Reverend Sam have been in a lot of places together. A lot of people look at us like we're crazy. Some people look at us. Every time I see that old man, he's talking about the same thing. Well, they laughed at Noah. God gave Noah a message to preach. They laughed at him, made fun of him. But he preached what God told him to preach. And by Noah preaching what God told him to preach, God blessed him and his family. We want to be blessed by God, brothers and sisters. People's going to talk anyway. Let them talk. You just do what God told you to do. It's going to rain. He preached that message, the same message, for years and years and years. It's going to rain, y'all. Did nobody believe him. Just like I'm telling y'all this Saturday morning, God is coming back. God is coming back. Y'all better get your life together. Because he is coming back one day. But you know some brothers and sisters, I'm so glad that they thought they had him. Oh, yeah, they thought they had him. He went down into the grave. The Bible says he laid there for three long nights and three long days. Oh, they thought they had him. But the Bible says one early. I feel my help now. I say, I feel my help now. The Holy Ghost. The Bible says, early, early, that Sunday morning that he rose up with all power in his hand. I'm so glad that they couldn't keep him in the grave. I'm so glad that he rose up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. That's what we need. That's what we need today. We need that power, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I don't know what James Brown had. Some of y'all know James Brown and some of y'all don't know him. But I don't know what the brother had. But let me tell you something about James Brown. James Brown, I loved to see him dance. I never cared about his singing. But I loved see that boy dance. When he came out there on that stage, singing his song and doing his dance, When he stepped out, he said, I feel good. Like I know I should. I don't know what James Brown had, but I sure can tell you what Reverend Chloe got this Saturday morning. I got Acts 1 and 8. I got the keeping power. The Bible says after the people have received the Holy Ghost, they receive power. That's what we need today for brothers and sisters. We need that keeping power. Hallelujah. Thank God for his Holy Ghost power. Okay, Reverend Sam. If something's stinking, what you want to do with it? If something's stinking. If something's stinking, what you want to do with it? Get rid of it, brother. Matter of fact, we want to bury it. If it's stinking, bury it. That's what we're going to talk about. Something stinks to God. That's what he said, what the word said. Stinks to his nostrils. In the book of Romans 6:23. I'm getting old, y'all. 74 years old.
Yes.
But I'm still moving.
Yes, Lord.
By the grace
yes,
of God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I woke up early this morning.
Praise your name, Jesus.
I really didn't know I had to speak, but when I picked up Reverend Sam and his wife and his granddaughter, Reverend Sam, so you know you got to speak. I said, okay. God always got a ram in the bush.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Praise God for that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the book of Romans 6:23,
mm-hmm.
the Bible says,
yes,
for the wages of sin is death.
Uh-huh.
Got to sit down sometime, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But the gift of God,
yes, Lord,
is eternal life. Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I told God this morning, this might be the last time I'll be able to stand before your people and preach your word. But I prayed to God this morning. I said, God, only you know why this is going to be the last time that you put me before your peoples to speak your word. If this is the last time, let somebody get delivered through your word this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Because you did say in your word, Father, those who win souls is why.
Uh-huh.
That's what you said.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for your word, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. For the wages of sin is death, brothers and sisters. I'm hoping and praying God is speaking to somebody's heart this morning. Hell is a real place. And sin will take you somewhere that you don't want to stay. Let's go to Romans. Come on, Holy Ghost, and help me here. I feel something here this morning. And it's laying heavy on my heart.
Uh-huh.
I praise God
yes,
for his
Lord.
Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I praise God for his spirit.
Yes.
Because I know God is talking to somebody here.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I know he is. Because he want to bless you. He got blessings for all of us. You don't have to be broke. You don't have to be broke. Because he want all of us to have money. But he want us to live right. Shacking up. Ain't going to get it with God.
Yes, Lord.
When I got out of prison, I told all them girlfriends, I said, listen, I'm a new preacher. Got to find somebody else now. I'm working for the Lord. In 2 Corinthians to the 5th chapter, in the 17th verse, this is the word of God. We can stand on the word. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm so glad I'm a new creature. And you know some brothers and sisters, you can be a new creature this morning. When you walk out of them doors, You can be a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
That's what he want to make out of your new creature. It's preachers in here. Ministers. Evangelists. It's sitting right in this building right here. God want to use you. If you let him, he want to use you. We always preach the word. We was out here too acting a fool at one time. But God called us in. And that's what God want to do to some of y'all this morning. Call you in. Give me the 6th chapter of Romans, preacher. Stand up in me, Holy Ghost. Stand up in me, Holy Ghost, so
yes,
I can preach
Lord.
Your word to your people this morning. Somebody needs to hear your word. Because like I said, this might be the last time that I stand before your people and declare your word. Set some captain free this morning, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Lord.
6th chapter of Romans, preacher. 1 and 2, read it, preacher, please.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Grace may abound. God forbid. How shall we that are dead in sin live any longer therein?
I'm going to keep saying this. 365 days out of a year, God got preachers coming down here every Saturday morning. And that's such a blessing to me, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Think about this, brothers and sisters. 365 days out of a year, preachers is coming right down here spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Shall we continue in sin, may grace abound? Some of y'all messed up last night. Some of y'all done some things that you shouldn't have done last night. But you know something? God still loves you. He still loves you. He still loves you. That's the kind of God that we serve. All them people back there in the back, look at them. Just take a look back there at them people's cooking. They working in the back. Take a look back there and look at them working. Just for you. Just for you. That's love. That's love.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Ever sad the morning they down here preparing your food. That's a blessing for me to see. If you don't feel like walking, get it, guess what? They'll bring it to you. Y'all don't have to say nothing if you don't want to. I say, amen, Reverend. It's a blessing.
Yes, Lord. Praise.
Ain't nothing but a blessing.
Praise your name. Jesus.
I thank God for Jesus said Lord. Ministry.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to close it up, preacher.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Stand up in your servant this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Let me preach your word with power this morning.
Yes.
Somebody needs to hear your word this morning.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's going through something heavy this morning, Father.
Hallelujah.
But I heard you say in your word, I got to sit down.
Yes, Lord.
I got to sit down sometime.
Praise your name.
My old legs getting weak.
Praise your
name. They ain't strong as they used to be. But that's all right, too. In John the 14th chapter. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I heard you say, Lord, in your word,
yes, Lord.
You said, let not your heart be troubled. Somebody's heart is heavy in here this morning. Somebody's heart is heavy in here this morning. I know God is speaking to somebody. I heard you say, let not your heart be troubled. God is telling somebody, I know what you're going through with. I'm looking right at you. Brothers and sisters, I'm seeing what you're going to do with him. I'm ready to lift that burden up off of you.
Yes.
If you give me a chance to lift it up, I'll lift it up off of you. I got a lesson for you. Hallelujah. Oh, the Holy Ghost. I don't know what James Brown had. Hallelujah. But I sure can tell you what Reverend Claude got this morning. I got an answer. 1 and 8.
Yes.
Well, then.
Yes.
Where the down in my sanctified soul. Hallelujah. Sometime I wake up in the morning, I feel bad, but I get to call and know his name.
Yes.
And you know what he'll do?
Yes,
he'll
Lord.
Come in and make everything all right.
Yes, Lord.
Reverend Sam, we got to close this out.
Yes, Lord.
Get me Luke 12:47-48, Reverend Sam.
Uh-huh.
Please read it, Reverend Sam. God bless you.
There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen. and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, sores, and desiring to be fed with crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes.
Hold right there, preacher. Hell. He speaks about hell in the Bible quite a lot.
Yes, Lord.
Because he wants us to know about that place.
Have mercy.
He don't want none of us to go there.
Have mercy, Lord.
Think about this. We all going to leave here one day. You can rest for sure of that. All of us. We don't know the time and we don't know the place, but we're going to leave here. We're going to get up out of here one day. Can you imagine dad going to hell? And the Bible said when the rich man died, he lifted his eyes up in hell.
Have mercy, Lord.
Can you imagine lifting your eyes up in hell? Seeing that devil and all his imps for eternity.
Have mercy, Lord.
And that ain't the end of it. That ain't the end of it. And if you go over to the book of Revelation, come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
We got to close this thing out.
Thank you.
If you go over to the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter of Revelation, the 14th and the 15th verse, the Bible says, death in hell is going to be cast into the lake of fire. That's the second death. It's all over with then.
Yes, Lord.
It's all over with. God is having mercy on somebody right now in this place. That's the kind of God that we serve. Because he loves us. Now, if these people bring y'all food out this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And some Saturday morning, I just walks around. I see how some of y'all be eating that food. Be good to you. I mean, some of y'all really be getting down with it. God will be good to you. But I know something is better than that food, Reverend Sam.
Uh-huh.
Spiritual food.
Yes, Lord.
Talk about spiritual food now.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says in the book of Psalms.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Let me speak your word this morning.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the book of Psalms. The 34th chapter of Psalms. And if you go down to the 8th verse.
Yes. Yes.
The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He better than that food, y'all. He better than that food, the spiritual food. He wants you to taste him this morning. Because he want to bless you this morning. Because tomorrow ain't promised to us. Let's close it up, Reverend Sam. Go to Luke 16:19.
Yes.
And we're going to close this down because the Holy Ghost is trying to act up on me this morning. But that's all right, too.
Amen.
That's all right, yes, too.
Yes, Lord. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water.
Holy preacher, he didn't ask for no glass of water now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the book says. Mm-hmm. He didn't ask for no glass of water. He said, that the tip of his finger in water and cooled my tongue. The man's tongue was butted up.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot in hell, y'all. We complain about this little heat we having down here. But hell is a hot place.
Have mercy, Lord.
Just the tip
Have mercy, Lord.
Of his finger in water and cooled my tongue. That's been over 2,000 years ago. And guess what? His tongue's still butting up. Because he can't get no water.
Have mercy.
Have mercy. My plate almost fell out. You know, have I was going to keep me in. About 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm up on I'm preaching in front of thousands of people. And I'm preaching so hard, my upper plate fell out. I just kept on preaching. I picked them up and kept on preaching. People saw me that next week. Said, Reverend Claude, I saw you on TBN, brother. Said, your teeth fell out. Said, you sure was ugly. I said, praise the Lord, brother. There's nothing about that anointing. Amen. When that anointing is on you, you don't care who's looking at you, who around you. When that anointing is on you, it makes a difference.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
When that anointing is on you. They almost fell out there. I got to get something. Go ahead, preacher. Finish it up, preacher.
I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thou good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass from that would come from them. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets.
And the prophet.
Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead.
Now listen, give me 3 more minutes and y'all can get up. Just 3 more minutes.
Jesus.
This is what I want God to say to me.
Jesus.
On that last day. On that last day, this is what I want God to say to me. Welcome, my good and faithful servant.
Yes, Lord.
You can come on in now.
Yes,
and you can rest from your labor. That's what I want God to say to me. Come on in. You can rest there from your labor.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
You dismissed.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.